Lesson 3. Travelling is my favourite hobby. When I tell people that I have travelled throughout Asia, Australia, America and Europe, they think that I must be wealthy. But it's not so. It's worth remembering that you don't need to be rich to travel the world. If you want to travel cheaply, it helps to have a lot of time. On a very short trip, for example, flying often becomes a necessity, and you are prevented from using cheaper, slower means of transport, such as trains and ferries. On a short trip, you don't want to waste precious time looking for accommodation, and so it's easy to end up staying in expensive hotels. But with more time, you can search out pleasant and cheap alternatives, such as youth hostels and small family-run guest houses. Eating out needn't be an expense if you avoid the five-star restaurants. Often you don't need to go to a restaurant at all. A trip to the local supermarket and a picnic in a well-chosen spot can be just as satisfying and interesting. You don't need to spend a lot of money on entertainment either. Museums and art galleries are cheap, and parks and window shopping are free. Whenever I travel, I love just sitting in a cafe, watching the world go by. It goes without saying that travelling cheaply can be uncomfortable. But I am sure that you get much more of a feel for the local atmosphere, and many more chances to meet local people than if you're being whisked around in an air-conditioned tour bus from one international hotel to another.